Well, good evening again. My name is Robbie Brown, pastor at Fraserburgh Baptist Church, making this programme for Gospel for Grampian Radio, engaging, equipping and enabling communities to live life to the full with Jesus Christ at the centre. Many of you will be aware of the news this week about the Ashers Baking Company, run by Christians, losing their appeal in a high-profile court case in Northern Ireland for failing to bake and decorate a cake for a homosexual couple who endorsed same-sex marriage. One irony of this is that Northern Ireland is the only part of the UK that has not passed a law and refuses to do so, allowing gay people to marry. So actually the Ashers, it seems to me anyway, were punished for upholding the existing law on the grounds of alleged discrimination. And of course one wonders if the bakers had been homosexual and a Christian couple had asked them to decorate a cake with the message, "We support traditional marriage only," and the baker had refused to provide that service, whether the baker would have been taken to court. I'm not so sure. But the bigger problem is the fact that we now live in a believe-in-what-you-wish society. Live and let live, as long as the exclusive claims of biblical Christianity do not get in the way. You see, there's a pluralistic worldview which, when it comes to Jesus Christ, holds that he is merely one of many saviours available in the many religions of the world today, if anyone believes in religion at all today. And this pluralistic claim suggests that all these various religions offer viable paths to salvation in their own right. Now, this pluralism not only contravenes the clear proclamation of the New Testament that Jesus is the single and indispensable saviour of humanity, it also leads to the denial of such basic Christian doctrines as the deity of Christ, the Trinity, and the Atonement. But the Lord himself, not long before he went to the cross, had no such crisis of personality. He had no doubts about his own identity or his mission. In fact, he told his disciples, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." In other words, no one brings people to God except Christ. He's the only navigator to heaven. And this exclusive claim is what is being scorned today, in society, in our courts, or anywhere else. Surely all religions eventually somehow lead to God. Well, not according to the scriptures, which Jesus himself held as sacred and said were fulfilled in him, and which the apostles proclaimed as God-breathed or divinely inspired. And this same Bible states categorically that Jesus Christ is not merely some other religious way to heaven, nor simply a good man or a wise teacher who lived and taught one aspect of truth amidst all the others which ultimately teach the same thing. Not at all. A Christ like that is a figment of your imagination. Jesus Christ does not point the way. He is the way. He does not just lead to truth. He is the truth. Nor does he simply provide a new life, he is the life. In other words, the human quest for God starts and ends with Christ, the Alpha and Omega. Some believe today that absolute truth doesn't exist, even suggesting that such absolute claims as this are arrogant and bigoted. But actually making such a statement as that is also to make an absolute statement. And listen, we make absolute statements all the time, don't we? For example, I could say that driving off a cliff is a bad idea. Is that making that absolute claim arrogant? Of course it's not. It's just the truth. And so is John 14:6. And so if Jesus is the only truth, then only he can be trusted when he says that he is the only way and the only life giver who leads us to the living God. And as the Apostle Peter proclaimed, "And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Acts 4:12. Christ alone brings people to the Father, and he alone brings the Father to people. The way is not a path, The truth is not a dogma. The life is not the air you breathe. They are all found in a person, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you that your Son is the way, the truth, and the life. And we thank you for the exclusive claims of biblical Christianity which teach that truth. And we thank you that you sent your Son into this world, that all who believe in him as the truth, as the way, and as the life can be saved from their sin. And so, Lord, we pray for your church this evening, that we would not water down these exclusive claims, that we would be bold and true in our proclamation that no one sees the Father except through our Lord Jesus Christ. May we proclaim this truth boldly, yet softened by love, in this pluralistic world in which we live, telling people that there is an absolute truth found in your Son. In Jesus' name, amen.